Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundar Radha, Shyam Sundar Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Jaya Gaur Nitai. Jaya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaur Haribol. Gaur Premanandi, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet. Nastra prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavad sevaya bhagavati uttam shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtake.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 22, Text 19.
Yuyam vivastra yat apa dhita vrata
यूयं विवस्त्रयत अपहृतावृता व्याघत एतत् उ देवहेलनम् व्याघहता एतत्तत् उ देवहेलनम् बद्ध अञ्जलिं मूर्धनि अपानुत्तये अंहस बद्वा अञ्जलिं मूर्धनि अपानुत्तये अंहस कृत्वा नमः अधवसन प्रकृतियातम् कृत्वा नमः अधवसनम् प्रगतिहयातम् यूयं विवस्त्रयत अपहृतावृता व्याघहता एतत्तत् उदेवहेलनम् बद्ध्वा अञ्जलिं मूर्धनि अपानुत्तये अंहसा कृत्वा नमः अधवसनं प्रकृतियातम् यूयं विवस्त्रयत् अपहृतावृता व्याघता एतत् उदेवहेलनम् बद्ध्वा अञ्जलिं मूर्धनि अपानुत्तये अंहसा कृत्वा नमः अधवसनं प्रकृतियातम् यूयं विवस्त्रयत् अपहृतावृता व्याघता एतत्तत् उदेवहेलनम् बद्ध्वा अञ्जलिं मूर्धनि अपानुत्तये अंहसा कृत्वा नमः अधवसनं प्रकृतियातम् यूयं यू विवस्त्रः नेकेड या बिकॉज अपा इन द वाटर धृतावृता व्हाइल एग्जीक्यूटिंग ए वैदिक रिचुअलिस्टिक वाव व्यागता बेद एतत्तत् दिस you indeed Devahelanam, an offense against Varuna and the other gods. Badhva Anjalim, with palms joined together. Murdhani, upon your heads. Apanuttaye, for counteracting. Amhasa, your sinful action. Kritva Namaha, paying obeisances. Adhavasana, your lower garments. Prakritiyatam, please take back. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace. No, probably Srila Prabhupada. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Lord Krishna said, you girls bathe naked while executing your vow, and that is certainly an offense against the demigods. To counteract your sin, you should offer obeisances while placing your joined palms above your heads. Then you should take back your lower garments. Please repeat. Lord Krishna said, you girls bathe naked while executing your vow, and that is certainly an offense against the demigods. To counteract your sin, you should offer obeisances while placing your joined palms above your heads. Then you should take back your lower garments. Purport. Krishna wanted to see the full surrender of the gopis, and thus he ordered them to offer obeisances with their palms joined above their heads. In other words, the gopis could no longer cover their bodies. We should not foolishly think that Lord Krishna is an ordinary lusty boy enjoying naked beauty of the gopis. Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, and he was acting to fulfill the loving desire of the young cowherd girls of Vrindavana. In this world, we would certainly become lusty in a situation like this, but to compare ourselves to God is a great offense. And because of this offense, we will not be able to understand Krishna's transcendental position. For we will wrongly take him to be materially conditioned like ourselves. To lose transcendental sight of Krishna is certainly a great disaster for one trying to relish the bliss of the absolute truth. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunathan Vidam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakavitansya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Paditanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Lord Krishna said, you girls bathe naked while executing your vow, and that is certainly an offense against the demigods. To counteract your sin, you should offer obeisances while placing your joint palms above your heads. Then you should take back your lower garments. Hare Krishna, welcome to all of you to this morning Bhagavatam class. These are very confidential pastimes of Lord Krishna, and I feel myself personally very, very, very unqualified, and I beg mercy and blessings from all the exalted Vaishnavas sitting here so that I could speak a little bit about Lord Krishna's most confidential and wonderful pastimes. In fact, Krishna can be called the most misunderstood personality of Godhead. Most misunderstood. Why? Misunderstanding is a feature of this world. This is a material world, full of misunderstanding, full of misgivings, full of mistakes. And that is the mistake the whole world has been doing at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna by misunderstanding his transcendental spiritual position or platform. One time, I was in the train, and there was a boy about 13, 14 year old, seems to be mature, but in the window, the things are coming, and he was, Papa, look this tree, this cow, this thing. He was just like a mad. And I was like, what is going on here? Why don't father ask his son, who is quite 13, 14 years old, to just be quiet and calm down? And I tolerated it for a couple of more minutes, but then I spoke to his father. Why don't you keep him quiet? He's so disturbing. Didn't you teach him how to behave and how to travel at him? He said, yeah. Fortunately, he got his eye surgery only 2 weeks back, and he got his eyesight back. And that's why he's relishing everything like anything. That's why he's so manifested in his calling and shouting and making noise like that. I beg immediately forgiveness from the father, saying that there was a misunderstanding on my part, and I didn't know. Because I did not know, that's why I committed that mistake. So that's the problem. One time I was in Detroit in Fisher Mansion, and in the morning Mangal Arati, Prabhu came and he was doing Arati by his left hand. And I was new Bhakta back then, maybe 1995. And I committed a mental offense, sort of, thinking that he's doing Arati by left hand. But later on I came to that he didn't have the thumb. So how he could hold the lamp properly, that was he doing Arati by left hand. So again misunderstanding, again quick decision, again quick conclusion that, oh, he's wrong, he has a mistake, he has something wrong. So that was. And one time I was in the housing, and children were playing in the park, and dad was sitting right there. And they were making a lot of noise, like shouting on each other and making noise and playing like anything. And dad was sitting there. And I tolerated. At some point I got almost mad on the dad and went to him and said, please, why are you disturbing all of us here? We can't even do anything. I can't focus on anything. Please stop them. He said, yeah, I also wanted to stop. But unfortunately, a week back they lost their mother. So I didn't want to just, you know, and I didn't tell them yet that they have lost their mother. So they are just playing normally and happily. And I'm still wondering, and I'm still in an awkward position how to tell them, inform that you have no longer your mother. She's not traveling abroad or somewhere else. she is no longer. I didn't want to tell them. I just want to keep them playing and playing and playing and making noise as much as they want. I want to see them happy. I don't want to give them that news. So there was another misunderstanding on my part. And we commit so many offenses and mistakes by judging others, like people judge gods, demigods, without knowing about them. Like recently controversy is going on that goddess Durga is a meat-eating and blood-drinking and wine-drinking goddess of Hindus. That's another misunderstanding. That's another mistake by the ignorance. Those who are ignorant, those who do not know, they are, due to misunderstanding, they are coming mistakes like this. Sometimes people say, oh, Hindus, they worship private parts of Lord Shiva and Parvati. Again, this is misunderstanding and mistake on their part because due to the ignorance, not understanding the real significance, the purpose, and the philosophy behind all that. They think and they begin to speak up. In the movies, they're full of Radha Kabhi Shyam and Krishna, Radha Kabhi Shyam and Meera Kabhi Shyam like that, and they make love triangles, all the movies, and they call it love triangle of Krishna. Or loving affairs of Krishna, they use very often. Polygamy is proposed, promoted by the polygamy of Krishna. It's not polygamy, in fact. But people commit those mistakes due to not understanding with proper knowledge the position of Krishna. And again, another misunderstanding happened on my part long back. In 1996, I was finishing off my PhD in USA, and I was so much engrossed in my research work that I did not know any political, anything, any news outside, just focusing on my research because I wanted to finish it within 3 years, and I have no clue of any political positions or anything or any news like that. And when the time came for taking the degree on stage by the chief guest, so we were there, my nephew was also there with me, he was doing masters, and we were looking for a place to put on our, you know, gowns and everything and a cap, and we didn't know how to put that on because that was very typical, like curve here, turn here, do this, and we were not finding a place where we could see in the mirrors. Suddenly we saw a room. Oh, that's a nice room and not many people. There are mirrors also and the dressing table also. Let's go to that room. And we both went to that room. And in that room, some people were also dressing up. And I didn't focus on anything. Then suddenly, a guy came and he said, hey, good morning. How are you? How can I help you? May I help you? And I was just like, how to put this gown, this and this. And I said, okay, can you help me with this? And he said, yeah. Let me ask somebody to help you. And here he asked a lady to help me out, and she helped me really. And then we went back on the front seats, and her name was called. And I was surprised to see Governor Phil Batt of the state of Idaho was there standing to give me the degree, and the same person at whom I asked, can you help me with this gown? Because I didn't know. Governor Phil Batt in this private, because in America they do not have like chamchas and police are all around. It's like simply governor is there, a couple of people are there, no pomp and show, and no, it's like people are running with their camera, nothing like that. So I couldn't feel that. Here's the Governor Phil Batt. I'm asking, can you put this gown on? And he felt ashamed. My gosh, here I am, he didn't know me. He's such a fool. I'm governor of the state of Idaho, like a chief minister of Uttar Pradesh, a yogi, and he doesn't know me. For example, yogi comes here, and I just walk around him, and doesn't. I don't know who this sannyasi is. I don't care. that happen. That can happen because of the misunderstanding, because of the lack of knowledge, because of the ignorance. That could very likely happen, and that is what can happen here again and again when we read these confidential pastimes of Lord Krishna. So we have to know, we have to understand, we must know what is going on. Is Krishna, like one time when I went to USA in 1993 to do my PhD, so I was just a very new devotee, like only 2-3 months in Krishna consciousness, chanting my rounds. And in the beginning, you know, we are very enthusiastic and very hardcore devotee. Okay, on my table, in my room, I had all the books lined up. It's a sort of library, and I would ask everyone, please take books from here if you want to read about Vedic culture of India, okay? Right? All right. So I would just, you know, want to preach. That's the nature. You know, new bhaktas, very fired up. That's why we need new bhaktas all the time coming to temple so that they can give us energy. So I was like a new bhakta, and one department secretary, Jennifer, she took my Back to Godhead magazine. And in that, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she came back after reading the whole article, and she underlined all the points. Krishna is woman hunter. Krishna is this. Krishna is this. She concluded that way and came back to me. I said, okay, no worries. No worries. Because you are recognizing Krishna at least in a way you understand him. But at least you are thinking that Krishna is like this. Like in Los Angeles, Rath Yatra one time, I was very new. And in July 1993, we went for Rath Yatra in Los Angeles. And there were all the, both sides, Christians were lined up. And they were having like a very, very cartoonish clothes, like a cow cover up or a bear cover up like that. And they were just like, Krishna is thief, Krishna is womanizing. They were just doing Krishna this, Krishna that, Krishna this. And I saw Dhanvir Maharaj and Adamaya, they were just chanting and dancing. And at some point, when the procession was over, prasada was being distributed in the big couple of lines, and I saw all of them standing for prasadam in the line. Because that's our weapon, that, you know, you may think whatever you want to, but we will give you prasadam so that your heart will open up, your mind will open up. You will begin to learn about Krishna purely. That's why whosoever come to our temple immediately, we ask them to water Tulsi, circumambulate. Tulsi Maharani, Yani Kani Chapa Pani. She takes away some of us and we open up. Yes. Yeah. I see. Yeah, these are nice people. Good devotee. He is a nice person. So we begin to think like that. Then we have our morning class. We take people over there. They take Japa beads, chant some rounds. So they begin to appreciate because they open up. Like when we distribute books, we immediately hand over the Bhagavad Gita right in their hands and then open the pages. We don't keep the book in our hand because the book is transcendental. When it goes in their hands, it works. It touches their heart, touches their soul, brings impact. That's how I learned book distribution from top book distributor Vijay Prabhu from Los Angeles. He is a book distribution minister. He told me, you hand over the book right away and never take it back. Whether he donates or not, just beg him, you want to donate something? That's what Vaisheshika Prabhu does in San Jose. He asks all the Indian community, thousands of people all over the beach, they are just like flooded the whole beach with the Bhagavad Gita's and so many books, just hand out. And people give $100, $20, $50, like that. Money comes. Never mind. One time I was in a Boise River festival and with Mother Kunti. Mother Kunti, she is from Boise, Idaho. She joined Krishna consciousness in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. And she raised a lot of funds and distributed thousands of books. Finally, she was trying to put the family together, drugs and things like that. But she was a pure devotee. She always thought, whatever is coming to me is Krishna's mercy. Never took offense of anything in life. Never complained anything. Finally, she got a couple of cancer bone and this and that. She came back to Boise with her mother. She was regular American women eating meat and drinking wine like that. Then our devotees, they brought her to the temple and we started serving her. And she was so fired up, all the braces everywhere on the bones, because if she would kneel further, bones will crack like this. And she said, I want to go, Prabhu, for book distribution. Mataji, how can you do this? Your braces all over. No, I want to go. So we arranged wheelchair and everything. She went for book distribution. And there, this is a chant and be happy book. They have a cover, on cover they have in English, this John Lennon and George Harrison. So people like it, kind of chant and be happy, mantra meditation like that. So people take that book very easily. So she was just giving book. And I was new bhakta and I couldn't realize that $5 book she's just passing out like this and people were taking. So at some point I felt like I should tell to Mataji, these are $5 books you are just handing away. But then Mataji was a temple president's wife, she told me, no. Don't speak even a single word. She has come here to give love of Godhead to those unqualified people, because she is about to leave body and she came just to give Krishna consciousness without any pre-qualification to all of these people. That is the desire of devotee. So we have to understand the difference between love and lust. Krishna's love for gopis is love. Gopis' love for Krishna is love, not lust. Because in this material world, we only and purely see the lust, no matter what relationship you have. At the end, it will boil down to lust, no matter what. Very, very pathetic sort of situation that lust is so prominent in this material world. Gopis, here, they all wanted Krishna as their husband. In fact, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabhatya. Krishna is only Pati, Krishna is only male. We are all female, but we wanted female doesn't mean a female body. Male and female, what is the difference? When Krishna is only Purusha, he is the only single one enjoyer. He is the only male. But the moment we think, I want to use this person, maybe male or female, for my own pleasure, enjoyment, immediately I want to take a position of a male. I may be in a woman's body, I may be in a man's body, but the moment I want to be the enjoyer, I want to be the predominator, immediately I begin to think I'm a male, but in fact I'm not. Body doesn't matter. Is a mentality, is a consciousness of dominance, consciousness of enjoyment. That is where the problem is. That is why it is important that we serve. That we serve without the bodily designations or without the bodily identifications. So there's a difference. Like one famous story that Narad Muni, he went to Golok Dhamma and wanted to know that who is your purest devotees on the planet Earth. And Krishna said, you can find out yourself, don't ask me. Just tell everyone you meet that I have a headache, and the headache can be cured only by the dust of their feet. So Narad Muni came down, he saw Brahmanas wearing Om Bhur Bhuvah Swahavan, find the fire sacrifice. He said, Lord Krishna, I'm coming for Golok Dham. He has a headache, he needs your dust. Narada, are you gone mad? Dust of our feet on the head of Krishna? Do you want us to go to hell? No way, go away. Then he went to the yogis. They were sitting on the bank of the Ganges in the sand, bathing in the sun, meditating on Krishna. And Narada Muni said, Krishna has headache. I am coming to Golok Vrindavan and need your dust of your lotus feet so that his headache can be cured. So no, we are yogis. We are meditating on Krishna. Don't you see we are busy? They are busy meditating. We don't want to go to hell just by giving a dust of it. They refused. Similarly, Narad Muni went to so many people, they gave so many excuses for not giving dust. But when he came to the gopis, Krishna has had it. What? Yeah, he needs dust of your feet. Really? They trampled on the Ramandeti whole night and said, Narad Muni, take as much as you want. You are going to go to hell? No worries. You will be suffering? No worries. We want Krishna to get free from headache. That's our desire. This is called love. We could see it right away. We can find it right away. That is the difference. That's why you should not be mistaken by... That is why Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, because chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita is very nice. In fact, chapter 4 is like epistemology. How do we know? What do we know? And what do we do about it? That is epistemology in chapter 4. How do we know? Evam parampara praptim, imam vivasvate yogam, proktavahan avyam, vivasvan manve praha, manur ikshvak abravit, evam parampara praptim. Krishna is telling Arjuna like this. I told this to imam vivasvate yogam, vivasvan, proktavahan vivasvan manve praha, vivasvan told to manu ikshvaku, ikshvaku, evam parampara, in this succession. This knowledge was handed over, handed down. Then Arjuna said, no. Sevaya maya tidya yoga pukta puratana. Oh no. Arjuna, Krishna is still saying, I'm telling you this because bhaktosi me sakacheti. You're my friend and you're my devotee also. So, but then Krishna, Arjuna was confused. He said, aparam bhavati, you and I standing here, you told to Bhagavad Gita to this jnana, this knowledge to Sun God Vyaswan. How is that possible? Bhavani me vetitani janmani tapcha Arjuna. Arjuna, you and I came several times. You forgot. I remember all of them. That's why. Because I come, sambhavami atma mayaya. I appear in this world by my own internal potency. Atma mayaya. But as a living entity, they take birth. I do not take birth. Janma karma chemme divyam. Evam yo veti tatvata taktya deham punarjanma neti ma meti suhajana. Very simple. Neti ma meti. Just by knowing what? My janma and my karma are transcendental, not under the jurisdiction of the material laws of material nature in this world. However, living entity take birth. Karmana devanetrena jantur deho upapatti. There are 12 cameras focused on us, Indra, Chandra, like that. And they are watching all our activities and cameras. Everything is being recorded. Whatever we are doing, we can hide in a room, but it's being recorded. Even if we make it dark, pitch dark in a room and do something nonsense, Krishna is sitting in the heart like a sensor, recording every single thought, but we speak of activities. We cannot escape. So this is the point that janma karma chevidivyam. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that's why he prayed, Manas deho geho jo kichu mor, arpilu tuva pade nanda kishor. Whatever I have, Manas deho geho, my mind, Manas deho body, geho, my home, everything I want to offer. Keet janma ho jat tuva das. Even if I take birth as an insect, if I am your servant, that's better. Bahir mukha bhamma janme, if I am away, if I'm against you, if I'm not thinking properly about you, even if I take birth as a Brahma, I don't want it. That's why in Milton, John Milton, a poet or an author, he wrote a book, Paradise Lost. And in Paradise Lost, he mentioned, I will reign in hell, then serve in heaven. That's our position. We don't want to enjoy with Krishna in Golok Dham. Enjoyment through service. Enjoyment through devotional service. In association with the devotees and the Lord. Of course, the pure devotees of the Lord are, the purest devotees of the Lord are Gopi, Bhartu. So we are Dasanu Dasa. We are Dasanu Dasa, pure devotees like Gopi, Bhartu. the Bharata, the Pati of Gopis, Krishna. And we are servant of the servant of the servant. And Gopis are the topmost. Like here, Krishna in this purport, in this text, is looking just like a, what? You are asking them to put their hands like this, coming naked in front of you, all of them, all together. Is it God? Yes. Because Krishna is the topmost brahmachari. One time Gopis, Krishna was with Gopis on the bank of Yamuna, and it happened so Durvasa Muni came on the other side of Yamuna. Krishna got the news and he mentioned to Gopis, Gopis, my guru is coming on the other side. Let's serve him. So Gopi said, okay, we'll make everything. Yeah, he is a Nitya Upvas. He is always fasting. But let's cook. So Gopis cook a whole bunch of things and they went to the bank of the Yamuna. Yamuna was flooding like now during rainy season. And Gopi said, how do we cross? Krishna said, okay, go tell Yamuna that we are going to serve the Nitya Brahmachari, our master and guru of the Nitya Brahmachari, who is Nitya Upvas. And Krishna even parted, gave them the way. They went there. And Durvasa ate all of that stuff nicely and said, wow, wow, very wonderful, nice feast. And they wanted to come back. And Durvasa said, just tell Yamuna that we just are returning after serving Nitya Upvasa and Rishi. Then she will give way. And Yamuna gave way. And they were very confused, went back to Krishna. Krishna, what is this? You said you are the biggest brahmachari, Nitya Brahmachari, and Yamuna gave the way. You know how brahmachari you are. What kind of brahmachari you are? And on the other hand, your guru, same way. He said, I am Nitya Upvas. He heard all the Mahaprasad. And he is Nitya Upvas. Then Krishna mentioned, yes. Because I am spiritual, my body is spiritual, I am not on a bodily platform. That's why people may misunderstand that I have lusty desires, but these are bodily. Because I am not on the bodily platform, that's why there is no lust included in it. Similarly, Durvasa, he is also on a spiritual platform. That's why whatever he ate, Atma doesn't eat. Atma doesn't have a lust. Atma is pure, Shuddha. So that's why, even though he ate all Mahaprasad, it's still Nitya Upvas. Even though I am with you, all of you, Islam Nitya Brahmachari, because I am not on bodily platform. So this was the understanding, and that's what we have to understand, that we got to understand at some point of life that Krishna, we have to understand Krishna's position, not right in the beginning. We have to go through all the 9 cantos, understand the greatness, how great he is, his activities, his pastimes, his leelas, his love for all of us. We have to understand that. Then only we should come to the conclusion, yes, Krishna is like this or like that. Like for example, one of my friends got married. And I met him, hey, how are you? How was your family and everything? But I did not ask him further that, how was your night, first night with your wife? I did not ask the detail because I am not that close. Similarly, unless I am close to Krishna through service, unless I am very much connected to Krishna through service, how can I get into that personal things? No way. Better I just serve. So, in this material world, because we are just like this, looking in a black and white TV like this, and Krishna's party is going on the swimming pool. Nice sherbats, gulab jamuns, rasgullas, kachoris, samosas, they are being served with soft drinks of badam or kishmish or kaju, and so much stuff going on, and music is going on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I am saying, no, I won't look at that. Here's my black and white nonsense TV going on. I don't want to participate in the colorful, beautiful, wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna and serve and enjoy. I don't want. That's my problem. I jumped from the boat of Lord Krishna and now suffering in this material world. I have to go back to Godhead. I have to make effort. Sometimes we commit mistakes. Sometimes misunderstandings may be there within among each other. I may think about the devotees like, oh, he goes that way. Like one time a brahmachari, a couple of brahmacharis were going and they were wanted to cross a river. And there was a lady standing and she wanted to cross. Brahmachari said, yes. He lifted, put her on her shoulder, crossed the river. And Mataji put her down. And they walking and walking and walking. And the other brahmachari said to the other brahmachari who picked up Mataji, why did you do that? You shouldn't have done this. That's wrong. Don't touch. He said, yeah. I carried her only for 20 or 10 feet of the wide of the river. But you are carrying on your mind for even 5 miles away from the river. We should not judge. We should never commit such offense by judging like this. People are suffering. People are just living in their own private hell. It's a fact. This is material life. But devotees in the association, like why this material world, we are depressed. Material life is depressing. We want to commit suicide. Natural. Yes, that is real. That is a real conclusion. Commit suicide. Because this material world is not worth living. But suicide is an option? No. Better we get to the no birth again. Like in Badri Narayan Maharaj, he came to the temple one time, he was attending his class, and he mentioned in San Francisco, there is a location way on the top of a hill which is called Suicide Point. It's famous like that. And the government was worried that people commit suicide every other day. So they put a pole and a phone hotline. Just push a button and get some counseling. Get some understanding. Talk to somebody before you commit suicide. And then they hired university students to attend that phone 24 hours a day, 6 hours each, 4 students sitting on the phone attending the calls. And they were given a list. Okay, what somebody calls you, hello, myself such and such, I'm committing suicide, going to commit suicide. I just pushed this button because I saw this helpline. No worries, sir. Here I am to help you. Okay. So they were given a list. Ask them about their, health. Ask them about their family, job, sports, games, TV, movie, film stars, gym, bodybuilding. Remind them all of those fun things, wines, meats. Remind them all the list. Hey, how are you? Okay. Did you have your dinner last night? Yeah. There was nothing much in it. Okay. Yeah. How's your health? Yeah, I was diagnosed cancer last night. Doctor told me that I got a terminal cancer. So what about your wife? She left me after hearing that I got a cancer. What about children? I don't have any children. Oh my God. How to handle this tough case? Because he's answering all my questions. He said, oh God, my list is exhausted. Okay, so where are you right now? Oh, I'm at the suicide point. I'm coming to give you a push. Better you die. He was on the line to help suicide. Because life is like that. We have so miseries, so much miserable condition we are living. Do we have any plan? Do we have any process? Do we have any association? Have any guidance? Prabhupada, our founder, Acharya Viscon Srila Prabhupada, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada, he took so much pain, 22 hours a day, 2 hours sleep only in the night. And he put all the, reviewed so much literature, put all this knowledge together for our advancement, for our understanding in these books. So much easy. I remember 20, 30, 40 years back, we didn't have that much. Like I remember in 1994, when I was trying to order Prabhupada lectures, that was 1994, and Prabhupada lectures came in two these big boxes, hard audio cassettes, and each folder had 18, 20 cassettes, and there were like about 1,000 of them. And all those folders were in line, and I would one at a time, I would pull out, put it in my car, and then listen that whole thing. But now, everything in MP3, just a small disc on your neck here, and you can hear whole day, whole pastimes of Krishna. Still, I don't want to. Still, I don't have any taste. Still, I don't have any attachment to hearing and chanting. This is my misfortune. Janiya suniya vijagayana. Hare hari vifale janam gavainu. Manushya janam paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya. Janiya suniya vishakainu. That is our miserable, pitiable situation. When Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukhdev Goswami, what is going to happen in Kali Yuga? Manda sumanda matyo, alpayusha upadrita, always disturbed, less intelligent, low age. That is Kali Yuga. Parikshit Maharaj got depressed and he said, wow. Oh Maharaj, I am so much I am very much worried about the people of Kali Yuga. Then Parikshit Maharaj was told by Sukhdev Goswami, Khalau doshu nidhe rajan astiye ko mahatguna kirtana dieva krishnasya mukta sanga paramraje. Kali Yuga is the ocean of faults. Nidhe rajan, Kali Yuga, doshu, nidhe, dosha, fault. Rajan, O king, nothing is going to work. Astiye ko mahaguna. But in Kali Yuga, there is one great quality. And what is that? Kirtana diye. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. So, I beg forgiveness from all of you if I have not properly covered this such a confidential pastime of the Lord Krishna. But I am not qualified at all to speak even a single word, but to speak given our class. So I didn't touch much on the details on the pastimes of Krishna. I touched mostly on what lessons we can get out of it, what teachings are there for us. So thank you very much. Any questions and comments, we can circulate the microphone. Thank you. If not, we can. Is there any? Yes.
Krishna, thank you so much for the wonderful lecture. I have a question about the offenses you were saying in your lecture about mistakes that we commit because of lack of knowledge. So sometimes we may commit offenses. I mean, like a person like me coming from the West, sometimes the lack of knowledge is there, and I may commit offenses without knowing I'm committing offenses. And then I can feel the lack of taste, let's say the lack of taste in chanting or things like that. So how can we rectify it, that I committed an offense and without knowing that I committed an offense, and that it has an impact on my spiritual life? So what can I do to rectify it?
Very, very good question. The question, if I understood correctly, is that how do we avoid offenses and how we chant purely without offenses so that we can advance without any offenses, especially if we are coming from the West. Devotees from the West, as far as my understanding is, they are standing far away from Krishna, but their focus is only on Krishna. Ekaha Kuru Nandana. They are looking at Krishna like anything. They want Krishna like anything. I've seen them. I've seen Western devotees paying obeisances to Yamuna, Ganga, and Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, then taking water on their head. And when I saw, I was not even a devotee. In Haridwar, I saw Western devotees, they were paying obeisances to Ganga and putting water on the head. And I felt at that time, long back, 40 years ago, who are these people? They are following much better than us. When I went to America, when Ganapati Swami came and he recited verses of Bhagavad Gita, when I went to Los Angeles Rath Yatra in July 1993, and I saw thousands of Western devotees and three big carts, Hare Krishna and everything, everyone dancing and chanting, black and white, yellow, whatever. I felt ashamed. Being from India, I felt like I should commit suicide right away, seeing their love, seeing their devotion. And that inspired me. That's why tomorrow we are going for a preaching program in Ghaziabad. I asked Sanat Sanatan Prabhu, come with us. Because when I took him to my GLA, as I'm professor there in GLA, Sanat Sanatan Prabhu, when he said, yes, I'm originally from Germany, and I'm chanting, all my students were like, all the professors were like, from Germany? I want to go to Germany. And he's from here, from Germany. What the hell I'm doing here? Point is, we want Western devotees to preach here. Because by seeing them, we feel, look, when devotees chant here in front of this Dhanukai school, thousands of people see them chanting. I felt like that. Our own philosophy, our own Krishna, we never came to know him. We never read his Bhagavad Gita. We never chanted mantra. And now the Western people, they're taking it. There must be something good about it. Because they take, they're very smart people, they're learned people, they have money, they're wealthy, they're industry, they have all opulence. Yet they are looking for Krishna. There must be something about it. And to avoid offenses, very simple. Every day in the morning, we talk about 10 offenses. While chanting, we avoid them. Every day in the morning, vanchakalpatrubhyascha, we ask forgiveness. That should be our mood, no matter what. Bhakti Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, he mentioned 10 points of spiritual technology. That's what he called. And one of them, whenever you have a dispute with any Vaishnava, immediately take it upon yourself and say, it is my mistake. Right away. Unless you are a manager or a temple president where you have to correct somebody as a guru or as a temple president, where and you still you have a humble position. Temple president or guru doesn't mean that you hammer on the head, but still they can correct the devotee by giving some instructions. But in general, we as a new, either Kanishka or Madhyama level, we just deal nicely, humbly, begging forgiveness, always serving Vaishnavas, because like Durvasa, when he called demon to kill Amrisha, so Sudarshan Chakra chased. So when Durvasa came back to Amrisha, he forgave right away. Devotees are like that. Because Vanchakalpatrubhyashe Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha. They are Kripa Sindhu. These devotees are Kripa Sindhu. Do not think that Kripa Sindhu is only Prabhupada. Kripa Sindhu is all assembly is a Kripa Sindhu. They are all full of mercy. When you ask forgiveness, they will immediately forgive. That's the only way. No matter how good we try, we will commit offenses knowingly or unknowingly. The only way is that we ask forgiveness every day, unconditional forgiveness. No condition there, no questions there. Panchakalpatrubhyascha. Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha. Patita Naam Pavanebhyo. Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Very good question. Thank you very much. Time is over. We'll take the question later on during Prasadam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
sound. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Can you hear me? Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare. Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.